This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. We have our own event coming up at Hooters later this week. Here's more on how you can have your own event at Hooters.
It's fantasy football time at Hooters. Host your fantasy draft party at Hooters and get a free draft kit with over $200 in Hooters coupons and plenty of free game gear. Book your party online today at Hooters.com/football. With free Wi-Fi, you can check all the stats on game day. Get your game on at Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983, with 12 Tampa Bay area locations.
So get on up and get on down to Hooters.
As always, my thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Our event at Hooters will be this Thursday night at the St. Pete Hooters on 4th Street North. We'd love for you to arrive anywhere between 7 and 7:30 p.m. You do need to be on the guest list to receive an invite. Just ask for one, but you do need to be on the guest list if you want to be part of our event. If you want to just show up at Hooters that night and eyeball what we're doing and sit in another part of the restaurant for Eagles and Falcons and look at Hooters girls, by all means. But we are doing our own private event. If you would like to be a part of that event, just email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Tell me how many people you want to bring. You can bring a guest. You actually can bring as many as three guests if you like. We have the room as of now. We're going to be playing a daily fantasy game, no purchase necessary, with multiple prizes. There'll be a first place, second place, third place. I may do some side action for a Todd Wright Tour grand prize that will involve some golf and other things. So we're going to have some fun, get together, talk fantasy football, look at Kiana, the 2018 Hooters calendar girl. Hopefully rain will be there. I'm really sick of rain in the Tampa Bay area right now, but I think you'll like the rain that we've picked to wait on us on Thursday night. Tony is in my fantasy football podcast league. He is the manager at this Hooters, and he will make sure you are happy. You are on your own for your food and beverage tab, but no purchase necessary to play in the daily game, and we're only going to play the daily game for the first half. Most people want to go home at the end of the first half of a Thursday night game or a Monday night game. I'm sensitive to that. So we're just going to play the first half. If you want to stay for the whole game, you are more than welcome to do so. I will probably leave somewhere early in the third quarter just because I have a lot of things to do myself on Friday. Again, if you want to come to our fantasy football event at the St. Pete Hooters on 4th Street North for the Eagles-Falcons game on Thursday night, season opener, email me. Tell me you want to be there and how many people you're bringing, plus one, plus two, plus three. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Next subject. This actually came up because most of you know you can email me at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com really for any football question. By the way, if you have a golf question, email ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. See how that works? So, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Many of you have been emailing me draft questions, and I've been answering every single one of them. We got our first. It was a draft question then. It was sort of a – well, actually, it was a trade question. Then I got the first question for the new season. Here are my three quarterbacks. Who would you start? So let me reiterate for all of you. Nothing has changed my stance on that. I do not pick your starting lineup. I don't do it. I never have on this podcast, and I never will. I am here simply to give you a second opinion. And I quote Evan Silva and the guys at Roto World. There's another opinion. I quote Fantasy Football Calculator. There's another opinion. Steve Gallo is excellent. There's another opinion. Too bad Matthew Berry and the Fantasy Show is on ESPN Plus. I'm not going to pay for it. If you pay for it, there's another quality opinion. And you can find Matthew Berry and Field Yates with fantasy information another way via ESPN. I'm not going to pick your starting lineup. That is your responsibility. What I do here on the podcast is I talk fantasy football and I talk about players and their situations and I will talk matchups, but it's your team. You're not going to tell me who I'm going to start. I'm not going to tell you who you're going to start. It'll ultimately be your decision based on all the information available. So it's real simple. For example, so this gentleman is probably new to me and the podcast. And I believe he also listens to me I'll be every Thursday morning with Gil Alexander on a numbers game on the Vegas Stats and Information Network. Yes, the Brent Musburger Network again this year, every Thursday morning with very few exceptions. The exceptions will be, well, if I have golf that morning, and I normally don't play first thing Thursday mornings. So I answer all your emails, but here's the way you need to ask that question. Okay, for example, so this guy emailed and he drafted Patrick Mahomes to be his top quarterback. Now, clearly he drafted other quarterbacks, but he's asking me, well, who should I play week one? And he said, should I play Prescott or blank or blank? And I said, no. I said, all you need to do is ask me, what do you think of Patrick Mahomes in week one? Or how do you think Patrick Mahomes will start the season? Now, I have been down on Patrick Mahomes. I didn't make him an untouchable. If you noticed, a lot of my AFC and NFC untouchables proved to already be untouchable based on what has happened with injuries or cutdowns. I'm happy I gave you some good information if you paid attention to it. And I think much of that information will continue to play out. But back to the question. So you can ask me lineup questions without asking me lineup questions. Again, back to Patrick Mahomes. All I asked him was to rephrase the question. Do you like Patrick Mahomes in his week one game? Now, I haven't liked Patrick Mahomes at all, but I do own Travis Kelce in my personal league, the Foundation, and I'm thrilled to have Travis Kelce. Kelce is a consistent performer. If Mahomes can't throw Kelce the ball, then Mahomes will flop in Kansas City. There's not an easier target for him to throw to than Travis Kelce. So I feel good about Kelce. I don't feel good going forward about Patrick Mahomes. And another thing that was brought up via RotoWorld about the switch from Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes as it relates to the fortunes of the Kansas City Chiefs. Alex Smith not only finished last year as QB4, but the fact that Alex Smith took care of the football, the Chiefs did not turn the ball over. They will turn the ball over more with Patrick Mahomes unless Mahomes has a rookie season, or in this case, a second year, like Dak Prescott's rookie season, where he almost never turned the football over. That's too much to expect. So wanted to introduce that as well. So when you have a change like this, I tend to stay away from changes and go with more established players, especially since most of you drafted Mahomes to be your starting quarterback or your QB1. But just please on the email, don't give me the players of the position and say, which one would you start? I will never answer the question. Never. You just need to ask me about the player individually. That's it. You can even phrase it. Let's take Dak Prescott. What do you if you phrase it as, what do you think of Patrick Mahomes' matchup in week one? Also, what do you think of Dak Prescott's matchup in week one? I'll answer both of those questions. I'm not telling you which one to start. I'm simply answering separate questions. You apply the information. You pick your starting lineup. Okay. So let's talk about So a couple years ago, it was Jordy Nelson, who, after many of you drafted him, was injured and done for the year. Last year was David Johnson, who in the opening game was injured and done for the year. There's always one, and this year it is Jerick McKinnon. Either the Niners were playing coy with this knee injury for weeks, or they were simply optimistic with the initial diagnosis and the knee injury suffered had little or nothing to do with that prior news about a knee problem that cost him much of the preseason. I told you, stay away from McKinnon. I actually told you to stay away from McKinnon and that his ADP and his draft value was way too high, even before he was injured early in camp. To me, this is a John Lynch whiff. The Niners knew what they didn't have in Jerick McKinnon. If Jerick McKinnon was worth 4 years and $30 million, When Dalvin Cook went down last year, Jerick McKinnon would have played more. Jerick McKinnon would have touched the ball more. The Vikings were damn near a Super Bowl team last year. They knew McKinnon couldn't handle that workload. John Lynch thought otherwise, and boom, that $30 million already looks like a very, very bad investment for the Niners and their elevated hopes, which are probably a little too high anyway. So McKinnon goes on IR, and yes, he's on permanent vacation, basically. No designation to return. So those of you that drafted McKinnon, you just wasted a draft pick. Now, some are already bringing up, for example, in the league in which, in our podcast league, for example, I don't want to make an example of this gentleman because I actually respect him, even though he did take McKinnon. We all make mistakes. So let me just take it to a different level. If you already had a draft and drafted McKinnon, you drafted other running backs, obviously. So in your league, if your waivers are not open, I don't think you can make the case that you should be able to replace McKinnon with Alfred Morris. Here's my opinion on that. Once your draft is done, the season is underway. You've drafted your opening day roster. And just because you lose a player at a position doesn't mean you get the next in line. You drafted an individual. You didn't draft the team and the position on the team. So you don't automatically get Matt Breida, or you don't automatically get Alfred Morris. That's my ruling on it. And I know there are leagues out there that are probably have already let an owner claim Alfred Morris. There's probably already leagues where the guy who didn't have the guy who did have McKinnon didn't get Alfred Morris on waivers. Somebody else already claimed him. I don't open waivers until after week one, because to me, once we draft, the season is underway. And just look at it like this. Look at David Johnson last year. David Johnson was hurt in week one. The person who drafted him, maybe first overall, didn't just get to say, oh, okay, I want the next Cardinal running back in line and I should get him to replace David Johnson. No, you have to go through the full waiver process, and every owner should have a right to put in a claim on that player if they want to. And I think it also applies in this case. So now, for those of you who have not drafted, you can obviously remove McKinnon from your draft boards. What I find interesting is in both my personal league, the Foundation, and my podcast league with listeners and Todd Wright Tour players, the GOLFF, Governors of Lavish Fantasy Football, in each league, the same person that took McKinnon also took Le'Veon Bell. And that moves us to, well, let me give one opinion here. Breida, I don't think has any value. None. I'm not even viewing him as a DFS play until further notice. I think in about 2 years, Matt Breida's name just disappears. So no value there. Alfred Morris, yeah, some. It's nothing I'm getting really excited about. So if you haven't done your season-long draft yet, I would say an Adrian Peterson probably has more value or as much value as an Alfred Morris, but you don't just insert Alfred Morris into the ADP spot that McKinnon, in my opinion, was falsely occupying in the first place. Now we move on to Le'Veon Bell. So as I record this podcast at rained off the golf course again here in the greater Tampa Bay area, roughly 3 o'clock, Monday afternoon, Labor Day, Pro Football Talk very intently covering the Le'Veon Bell situation. As of the time of this podcast, Le'Veon Bell has signed nothing and he has not shown up. ProFootballTalk.com made a very interesting point about what could be going on here with Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell has just seen Aaron Rodgers get paid. Odell Beckham Jr. get paid. Khalil Mack get paid. So you know where this is going. Bell might be thinking, wait a minute. Why am I risking this? If they're all getting paid, then I should get paid too. And maybe it's not smart for me to show up and play on this franchise tender, which the Steelers can rescind, by the way. Now, Bell can't sign a long-term deal, until the end of the season. But what the Steelers could do with Bell what the Raiders just did with Mack. They could trade him. So there's a lot more going on here than I ever thought and most ever thought. And it's based on, I think, the influence of the Rodgers deal, the Beckham deal, and the Khalil Mack deal, which involved a major trade. If Le'Veon Bell doesn't show up for the first game, he forfeits a paycheck under the franchise tender of $855,000 per game. Now, eventually, the thought is, well, he has to report by a certain date so he gets credited with the year of service to actually become a free agent. But he could sacrifice. Bell might think, why do I want to risk injury for $855,000 a week when it could cost me upwards of $150 million? So that could be what's happening here. Now, by the time this podcast posts, or by the time you listen to it, Bell could be in camp and getting ready for a workload of some size in week one. But as of this podcast, he's not there. The Steelers don't play Thursday, but they also don't play Monday either. They play Sunday. So kind of the first full practice day is Wednesday. So if you are a Le'Veon Bell owner, you want to pay very close attention to what goes on as we get into Tuesday and into Wednesday on, because I really don't think there's any reason why Le'Veon Bell would wait 1 week and then show up under these circumstances. It's something big is going to happen with him. He's either going to show up and play for the franchise tender in the next 24, 48 hours, or he's going to sit out, sacrifice $855,000 game checks for as long as he can to report later in the season where he would be credited with service time to become a future free agent, or the Steelers could pull a Khalil Mack, could put Le'Veon Bell on the open market and see how much they could get for him, and then allow Bell's agent to negotiate with that team for a long-term deal that I think would be nine figures, at least over $100 million. So those are the scenarios as it relates to Le'Veon Bell. As it just happened to be in my league, where the person picking second took Bell and then a couple or three rounds later took McKinnon, they're sweating that their projected top two running backs, which are supposed to carry you all year, one's already done for the year and the other one still hasn't shown up and may choose to sit out a significant portion of the season. For those that drafted Carson Wentz as your QB1, or as one of your two QBs in a two QB league, Wentz is a no-go. Still has not been cleared for contact. And more, you are getting this sense that Foles will start multiple games. Again, Foles had a bad August for the Philadelphia Eagles. But as reminded by one of the owners in my league who's still riding the high of the Eagles actually winning the Super Bowl, Foles had a couple of bad games at the end of last regular season, then was able to flip the switch with the early bye week, and things went much better in the playoffs. I'm sure that's what they are working towards, to have Foles ready for Thursday night in what's expected to be a high-scoring game against the Atlanta Falcons. Peterman, I always want to make the Seinfeld reference, will be the week one starter for the Buffalo Bills. This should excite absolutely nobody, unless you are related to Mr. Peterman. A.J. McCarron is gone. Raiders actually giving a fifth-round draft pick to Buffalo. Why? Bills were going to cut him anyway. But the Raiders also gave up a third-round draft pick for Martavis Bryant, who was cut. So Peterman will start. I think that devalues virtually everybody fantasy-wise for the Bills until future notice. Josh Allen may not be ready to go, but, I mean, you were a playoff team last year. You trade Tyrod Taylor, really? And Shady McCoy is not on the commissioner's exempt list for these allegations of personal improprieties. McCoy is good to go, but if you're a defense prepping for a Buffalo Bills team with Peterman at quarterback, you're ganging up to stop Shady McCoy. Royce Freeman, as expected, is the RB1 in Denver. I've been telling those of you listening to the podcast, don't buy into the Devontae Booker stuff. Devontae Booker, he's just sort of hanging on there in Denver. He's one of those guys where Denver just can't believe he's not better than he actually is. The more Royce Freeman plays, the less Devontae Booker will, and the less the Broncos will be worried about protecting the whatever investment they made in Devontae Booker. So Royce Freeman, if you own Royce Freeman, I would imagine you're playing him in week one. And I haven't looked at my DFS prices yet, but I would imagine he might be a decent DFS price for a running back. Back to the Eagles and Falcons, Jay Ajayi, lower body injury. Suddenly we have hockey terms in the NFL. Jay Ajayi, his coach, Peterman, Doug Peterson, sorry, says he'll be ready to go on Thursday night. I still can't get around the fact that Jay Ajayi last year on two different teams, including one that won the Super Bowl, never touched the ball when his offense snapped it inside the 5-yard line. Never. So if Peterson says he'll be our, basically feature back on early downs, I want to see it in the red zone. I want to see it inside the 5-yard line. I'm still not convinced. And I've been trying to warn you Marlon Mack apologists, namely you USF fans who just don't realize that college football doesn't mean anything translating to the pros. Marlon Mack, probably not the number one running back for the Colts opener. That's Jordan Wilkins at this point. Mack just way too much of a risk to touch with a season-long draft pick. More of a DFS play when justified, or a waiver claim where you're not really giving up value to take him. Again, you can send me any of your late draft questions. I'll review your draft for you. If you did take McKinnon, you can send me your questions. Again, just don't ask me to set your starting lineup. I will not do it. If you give me a Todd, here are my four receivers, pick two, I will say, nope, ask a different way. Ask me about players, not. As long as you include an or and compare two in the same sentence, I'm not going to answer your question. Just rephrase it, and I'll give you some information to help you get the job done. Todd Wright, fantasyfootball@gmail.com. And remember, if you're in Pinellas County or if you're in Tampa and you want to come across the bridge to our fantasy event for the podcast for Thursday night's opener between the Falcons and Eagles, we'll be playing a DFS game, no purchase necessary, first half only for Falcons and Eagles at the 4th Street North Hooters in St. Pete. To get on the guest list, and you can bring a plus one, a plus two, or a plus three. Just email me as soon as possible, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Come out and see Kiana, the Hooters calendar girl, rain, the kind of rain I actually want to see, not the rain that's been preventing me from playing as much golf as I want the last 2 weeks here in the Tampa Bay area. Meet Tony Metzler, the manager of Hooters, who's in our podcast league. You will be on your own for food and beverage that night, but Hooters is providing prizes. Joe Buck's fan is providing prizes, and I'll provide a Todd Wright Tour level grand prize as well. All right, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com if you want to come to our event, St. Pete Hooters, on Thursday night for Falcons Eagles. Bucks Bulletin Edition, posting about Wednesday, where we'll take a fantasy exclusive look at Bucks and Saints for week one, and then more of a full fantasy look at everything else beyond the Thursday night game. We'll touch on the Thursday night game in the Bucks Bulletin just to get it in there with that matchup as well. Even though the Bucks aren't playing on Thursday nights, we're going to take advantage of having the extra podcast, and then we'll review all the news and look ahead to Sunday and Monday games later this week in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you for listening.